headline results show that over the next 20 years, this industry could be worth $20 billion and result in the creation of 6,500 full-time new jobs.
How so? How could it happen? What needs for it to happen?
Well, this technology has been developing over the last 10 years, and now we're in a position where commercialisation is happening around the world. So Australia now needs to get on the bandwagon, and Queensland needs to get on the bandwagon and start to see this opportunity unfurling here.
So through what? What biorefinery products are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about almost anything that can be made from petrochemical can be also made from biomass. So we're talking about producing plastics, resins for building products. We're talking about fuels, aviation fuels and strategic fuels. And we're also talking about composite products and other sorts of things.
What about for primary producers who are listening? How can they take advantage of it?
Well, we see that there are actually great opportunities for agricultural producers. This has the opportunity to create new revenue streams from their existing crops. So not only can they continue to produce their existing crops, whether it be sugar or cotton or grains, but from the waste products, they can now also produce value-added products. And so fundamentally, this will create more value from existing agriculture.
So give us a fine example as to from paddock to plate, but in this case, from paddock into biorefinery and then the end product. Take us on one scenario.
Yeah, sure. Well, look, one scenario for us, and we've done a lot of work with the sugar industry, is you take a region like Mackay or a region like the Burdekin, which grows 6 million tonnes or 10 million tonnes of cane. The existing industry continues to operate. They produce sugar as they do now. That sugar is exported to the global market. But then the bagasse, which currently is burnt for energy, albeit at fairly modest returns, some of that bagasse then gets diverted into, say, the production of succinic acid, for example. Now, succinic acid is a very interesting platform chemical that can be used to make renewable plastics.
Really? So we're not just talking about sugar millers investing in, you know, their own electricity scheme. We're talking about another product that can be created here.
Absolutely. And so we talk about an industry that not only creates its own renewable energy, creates food, which goes to global markets, but also then creates renewable products. And those things, as I said, can be things like plastics. We also looked at other products that might be resins for fibreboard manufacture. And there's a wide range of other products also.
Yeah, one of those was aviation fuels. Tell me more on that.
Yeah, so aviation fuels are a particular opportunity for Australia. Certainly the aviation sector is very much challenged by the high price of current fuels. And there are some real challenges in that space.
What input would you use?
Well, you can use, in our study, we looked at Brigalow regrowth in the Fitzroy region. And we followed on some work that had been done by CSIRO in that space. And we saw that there are potentially very significant economic returns from producing aviation fuels in Queensland. And many of those fuels would actually end up powering the US and the Australian military.
What do you see as the key impediment that has to be overcome?
Well, I think we're starting to see, and one of the reasons we're launching this report today, is that we need industry, government and research to really start a discussion about what are the right policy settings to bring this industry to fruition. So we really see today that it's now a chance for research to engage with both industry and government to overcome whatever those challenges are.
And this takes into account the fact that manufacturing isn't in the best place in Australia at the moment. In terms of labour costs, we really struggle to compete on that worldwide scale. That can be overcome with biorefineries?
Yeah, and in fact, one of the real advantages of this industry is that it has it's manufacturing in an area where Australia can compete. And in fact, the reason this industry makes sense in Australia is that we've got a very large supply of biomass, and we're one of the very few countries in the world that do have that biomass available for use. We've got good infrastructure, an attractive investment climate, but equally also we've got the capacity for technical innovation in advanced manufacturing. And so it's got all the right ingredients for a competitive industry for Australia.
Are we in trouble in that particular sphere right now, given where government policy and settings are in relation to climate change and even the renewable energy target, for instance?
Oh, look, I don't think so, because I think this industry now makes economic sense. And I think that's been one of the fundamental changes over the last 2 or 3 years. So to some extent, this industry no longer relies on subsidies or relies on sustainability outcomes. It actually makes good economic sense.